Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Banana Ball is coming to Wilmington next summer. What is Banana Ball, you ask? Well, it's a different brand of baseball that features the fundamentals of the game combined with trick plays and unusual rules to provide entertainment for the whole family. While the Savannah Bananas are the main draw in the now 6-team league, playing in huge venues across the country, next August 13th through 15th, the Texas Tailgaters will bring the game to Wilmington's Frawley Stadium for games against the new team, the Loco Beach Coconuts. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry talks with the Texas Tailgaters' Jonathan Sunshine Luders to learn more about Banana Ball.
Banana Ball coming to Wilmington, Delaware next summer in August for 3 nights. For those who are here in Delaware who may not be familiar with Banana Ball, what is it exactly?
Yeah, it's a good question because it is so new. Banana Ball is essentially you're taking baseball and you're making it fun. You're bringing the entertainment, you're bringing the fun to baseball. It's faster. There are trick plays, so it's entertaining. And you don't even need to be a pure baseball fan to enjoy Banana Ball. You can be, but you can also come to Banana Ball for so much more. So Banana Ball, really, it's very difficult to describe without really seeing it either on TV or in person, but there is just so much that goes on in an actual Banana Ball game. And you don't even need to be watching the actual game to be entertained, which is the beauty of it. So Banana Ball, in a nutshell, it's making baseball fun, and there's tons of entertainment to go along with it.
Now, you mentioned it. There's traditional baseball. You know, you hit the ball, it's pitch, defense, or home runs, singles, doubles, all that, stolen bases, all that good stuff. But they're trick plays. What kind of trick plays will we see when we go to Frawley Stadium next August?
Man, the fans will see a combination of backflip catches. You'll see people going between the legs and around their back on ground balls. You'll see basketball style, people throwing the ball on the ground, catching it and throwing it to first base. For me personally, I played soccer in high school. I kicked the banana ball. So I'll drop the ball down, kick it back up to myself, catch it and throw it to first. So the outfielders, it's obviously a huge wow moment whenever they can do a backflip catch, because that's one of the coolest trick plays in banana ball. But there's other things that outfielders can do too. They can bat the ball up back and forth to each other. And the infielders, we can go between our legs back and forth to each other. So there is so many different trick plays and only more being created. So you might see something that you've never seen before in Delaware this upcoming August.
What position do you play?
I play the infield, primarily second base, but I can play anything in infield and also outfield as well. So second base utility, I could say.
How many trick plays have you done? I mean, you're familiar. You do trick plays also, right?
Yes.
What's your specialty?
Yeah, so I don't know how many trick plays I've done this season, or this past season, I'd say, but my specialty is kicking the banana ball. So my one trick play that I was working on for a long time, and I was very happy when I finally did it successfully in game, was the around the world. In soccer, around the world is when you kick the ball up, you move your foot all the way around the ball, and then you kick it up again. So I was able to do that in game, which was a long time coming from so much work behind the scenes making that happen. So anything involving kicking the banana ball, that's my go-to trick plays for second base and banana ball.
And baseball fans, they're familiar with Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball. They prepare for the season, spring training, where you do your basic baseball fundamentals. Obviously, you guys do that too. Got to get ready for the season, right? But there's also that other aspect we were just talking about with the tricks. You have to practice catching the ball behind your back and the flips and everything. What goes into that training?
Yeah, it's a good question because we do still play baseball. Like, for example, today I was still in the cage hitting and everything. But then there's also ground balls where we had to practice the fundamentals and still get good ground ball reps in. But for what the sport of banana ball is, trick plays are entertaining and we're encouraged to do them. And there will be, I think, some sort of incentive as well in the playoffs this past year. There was an equalizer point, which I can get into in a little bit. But essentially with the equalizer point, if you're the visiting team, if you get more trick plays in the home team, you get another point in the game. So you want to be constantly practicing trick plays because you can provide value, or you can provide defensive value and get offensive points, which is pretty cool and no other sport that really happens. So it's a very unique thing in banana ball, but we're trying to get creative as well. Just any trick plays you can do, we're building off each other, and it's a lot of fun. It's a very creative environment too.
And to also clarify, to get points in banana ball, you have to win an inning. And you win an inning, you get a point. It's not like you could score five runs if you're the road team, but you only get if you outscore them 5-0 or 5-1, you only get one for that inning. So there is that little strategy, that little different part of it, right?
Absolutely. It's almost like tennis. Like you have like the matches and the sets and all that. For banana ball, the beauty of that win the inning, win the point, is that there's not really blowouts. So you can go to a baseball game and it could be 10-0 in the third inning. You're like, there's no point to watch the game. But in banana ball, you could score five runs in the first inning, but you're only getting 1 point. So it keeps the games way more competitive until the ninth inning, where every run scores counts as a point. So you could be down 5-0 the entire game, and then in the bottom of the ninth or top of the ninth, score six runs, you could win the game. So there's a lot of beauty in that in banana ball, and it keeps the fans there the entire game. But the entire game is only 2 hours anyway, so it's great. It's compact. It's fast, entertaining. It's got everything right there in 2 hours.
I went to one of the games in Philadelphia this past summer, and just to see the reaction from kids and adults alike. Everybody was enthralled. I mean, obviously, there's so much. I mean, you had Joey Chestnut there with a banana dog eating contest. What is it like when you get celebrities like that or other former major leaguers to perform here? I mean, it must be amazing for you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty neat because I know when we were in Philly, we had Shane McDorino. And Shane McDorino being a Philly legend, and I'm from the Boston area, so Shane McDorino being a Boston legend as well, seeing someone in person and interacting with them, and for them to speak so highly of banana ball and what we're doing, and us all seeing that individual, Shane McDorino in this case, on TV, it's pretty special. And a lot of us always dreamed of playing these major league stadiums, so to interact with these players who got to do that is really neat. And then for Joey Chestnut, for example, that's just crazy. He's a global, at least national icon. And to have him eating hot dogs in right field during the game was awesome. It was just such a banana ball moment right there. Like anything can happen in banana ball. And that's a perfect example of that.
That's right. To clarify, Joey Chestnut was having that contest while the game was still going on. So that was a classic moment there for the people in Philadelphia. And speaking, you were at Citizens Bank Park, Yankee Stadium, Coors Field in Denver, Bank of America Field in Charlotte, the football stadium, sell out football stadiums with banana ball, and then also Yankee Stadium, Citizens Bank Park, which always sell out, but Coors Field, which usually doesn't sell out for the Rockies, but they sold out for banana ball. That must be amazing for all the players that, look, we're big time. Yeah, I mean, the people love it. How does that feel for you guys?
It's pretty humbling because we're doing this thing where we're traveling around the country and we're selling out stadiums. And I know in particular, the Bananas and the Firefighters played in that series. The Tailgaters did not. That was a team I was on last year. But what I do know is that Jesse, and I give a lot of credit to Jesse, we usually do a fans first, or I'm sorry, we do it's a staff chat right before the game of the first game of the series, just for everyone, all staff, players, coaches, all that, just to kind of get on the same page before the series and set the tone. And usually it's behind home plate. But for this meeting, they went all the way up to the top of the stadium. And Jesse wanted to do that to build perspective. Like, we don't want to lose sight of the fans that are up here in the nosebleeds, in the third deck of Coors Field, just because we're getting so big and we're playing in front of 50,000 people. It's like, these fans up here are still important, or still the most important fans as the ones that are on field level. And no matter how big banana ball gets, whether it's 50,000 fans in Coors Field or 80,000 in a football stadium, all the fans are really valued, because without the fans, we don't get to do what we do.
And to clarify, your squad and the other teams are not the Washington Generals or the Harlem Globetrotters when it comes to the Bananas, right? You win some games, you'll beat the Bananas, and that makes it a special night. You don't know who's going to win, right?
Absolutely. The baseball portion of banana ball is not scripted whatsoever. The entertainment stuff, which we rehearse and practice, that is scripted in terms of, okay, we know this at bat, second at bat, so-and-so is going to have a walk up and do this dance. We know that. But the actual baseball of banana ball is not scripted whatsoever. You can't script a baseball game. You can't tell someone, hey, home run on this pitch right here, let's go do that. Hey, strike this guy out. And that makes a lot of beauty to it, because every game is so different. You can go to the Harlem Globetrotters, and the show is pretty similar, but in Banana Ball, the show is different every single game. From whether it's the Saturday game or the Sunday game, the Friday game or Saturday game, it doesn't matter. Every game is completely different, which makes it really, really neat.
Expanding this year, the Loco Beach Coconuts, their primetime coach, the aforementioned Shane Victorino, and the Indianapolis Clowns, their primetime coach, another former Phillies player, Ryan Howard. What does this mean to add more teams, bring former major leaguers like this on board for the new league?
It means a lot, because to have two, not only two Major League Baseball players, but I'm pretty sure two All-Stars, and one of them an MVP, and both of them World Series champions, I'm pretty sure, to have caliber of MLB players pretty much endorsing Banana Ball and being involved in it shows where Banana Ball was to where it is now, and that it's almost legitimizing, not that Banana Ball wasn't legit before, but showing like, hey, this is Banana Ball, this is real, this is legit, like this is real competitive ball, but with all the entertainment pieces together. And the fact that they embrace it so much, we were able to talk to Shane Victorino when we were in Philly, and he's like, man, this is awesome. You get to do this. You're getting paid to play the sport that you love, and you're having fun while you're doing it. And Ryan Howard agreed, like when he was at the city selection show. And it's really special, because again, like we see these guys on TV and now they're endorsing the sport that we play. It's pretty cool. And they're really embracing it and loving it and being primetime coaches. Like, what a cool concept. So we're excited to have them this year and get to interact with them.
And in the end, there will be a playoff. There's a championship. There's going to be a winner out of all of this, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So now all 16 are starting right at the same time, which is really cool to have a full season of Banana Ball together. We can see the rankings. We'll see where teams are at and all of that in the standings. So it'll be really neat. I think we're all very excited for that. Yeah, we're excited for the competition to continue to increase as the years go on.
Thanks to Texas Tailgaters Banana Ball player Jonathan Sunshine Luders and our Joey Rosari for enlightening us this week. Again, Luder and the Texas Tailgaters will bring Banana Ball to Frawley Stadium in Wilmington next year, playing games against the Loco Beach Coconuts August 13th through 15th.